Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 plenary number 22 on the 24th of July, 2019 at 2100 UTC. Members attending the call are Cheryl, Demi, Vanda, Wolfgang, Martin, Erica, Daniel, Michael. Let's see who just joined us. Sebastian just joined us. Guests joining us today are Tom Barrett and Lars Hoffman. Attending from ICANN.org is Nagar, Jennifer, and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie is on the call. And today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Cheryl. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Brenda. Cheryl Langdon, all for the transcript record. And for those of you who are used to our normal agenda, you'll note there has been a shuffling of things. We will take this as our formal welcome and roll call. I'll now ask, is there any statements of interest updates that need to be listed? We note Erica is limited to chat and listen mode. So type away, Erica. We will watch chat with our eagle eyes. Are there any statement of interest updates to be made? Let us know now. Reminding you all, we do work under continuous disclosure with statements of interest. Okay, not seeing anybody, but hearing someone type. We'll just see whether or not something gets typed in then, but we will move on. The agenda for today, you'll note, is slightly different in as much as before we go to work party input and general discussions. And in fact, even before we go into reviewing of our action items, we're going to have our topic A. Our topic A for today is in fact a guest presentation, and that is the something I have a little bit of interest in, by the way, the Nominating Committee Review Implementation Working Group. We're having a briefing from this group. Vanda is part of that team, in fact, a couple of our members, but I believe Vanda's the only one other than myself who is on today's call, but a couple of members are of our team cross over into the NOMCOM Review Implementation Working Group. We've got the chair of that group. I have the honour, accidental or otherwise, of being a vice chair along with Zahid to this working group. And Tom is the chair, so he will be presenting the slide deck, and both Vanda and I will be more than available to add any depth and colour to anything should we feel the urge, or if there's any questions, we'll be happy to help as well. So with that, I'll call for any other business at the end of the meeting again, or you can type some in. And I note Vanda does have an update to her statement of interest, and she will attend to that formally after this meeting and let us know by email and by updating her on record documents. Thanks for that, Vanda. Right, so with this, let's get the slide deck up, and Lars and Tom, I'm assuming Tom, over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank you everyone for your attention and time today. So our objective today is to give you a quick overview of the NOMCOM review, as well as to address some questions that we believe you're interested in terms of what recommendations we're working on. So why don't we go right into the slide. As Cheryl said, she's on the leadership team with along with Zahid Jamil. So the three of us are working on this implementation phase of the NOMCOM review. Next slide, please. Next slide. So we'll talk about, in terms of where we are in the process today, we've already completed the assessment, and back in the March meeting. I'm sorry, I'm hearing typing.
I'm sorry, Tom. Can I ask, Brenda, if we can't find you, need to be muted. Then mute all lines excepting Tom, because that typing is utterly annoying. Thank you. Back to you, Tom.
Thank you. So at the COBE meeting in March, the board did accept our final report on the feasibility of the initial assessment and empower the ICANN organization to formulate a implementation working group to work on the next phase of this review. So that is slated to finish, the planning part of that is slated to finish by mid-September. And then at the Montreal ICANN meeting, we expect approval to proceed on the actual implementation of those recommendations. Next slide, please. Participants in the review is fairly well representing all the various ACs and SOs across the ICANN community. We are missing reps from a few groups, the ASO, GAC, SFAC, and IPC. However, I think we've compensated for that by presenting and at the GAC meeting several times the past few ICANN meetings. And of course, we are closely interacting with the current NOMCOM, which is led by the chair is a member of the IPC. So we've held 9 teleconferences to date. We're meeting on a weekly basis. We've just increased our hourly meeting from 60 to 90 minutes. But of course, open to new members, especially from any of those 4 groups that are not represented today. Next slide. Why don't we go ahead to the next slide, the next one after this. All right, so in terms of what we're doing during the implementation work phase, the first part is to develop a detailed implementation plan of the 27 recommendations and specifically come up with realistic estimates of cost to implement those recommendations that involve an external cost. They're primarily related to training recommendations. But we also want to make sure that because we don't have a specific group that we're doing this review for, we're trying to ensure that the broader community is informed about the recommendations that we're working on, and they've been given multiple opportunities to provide feedback on our efforts as we proceed through the review. But again, for this first phase, it's a 6-month phase and slated to be completed on September 14th. And then at the annual general meeting in Montreal, we expect approval to proceed on the implementation of each of the 27 recommendations. Next slide, please. So the methodology is fairly standard in terms of a review methodology. We've taken the review template, we've customized it actually from phase to phase of this review. But all of our proceedings are recorded and published on the wiki. We strive for a consensus among the participants in the group. And in particular, we're doing community outreach so that we make sure that we haven't missed any different perspectives in terms of how we might implement some of these recommendations. Next slide. The next one. So in terms of the outreach we've done, we've identified 6 of the recommendations that we thought the broader community should have input on and actually participate in terms of how we implement these recommendations. And so we sent out a request in May, late May, in terms of asking for feedback from all the SOs and ACs on these 6 specific recommendations. We also identified several recommendations that have third-party cost elements, such as developing curriculum for training the NOMCOM members, and solicited the ICANN organization to give us feedback on those. And so we received very extensive feedback from ICANN.org already. In addition, we have received feedback from 6 of the ACS members that we went out to and very helpful information indeed in terms of what we're trying to do. So if we go to the next slide, I wanted to share with you what those six recommendations were. And we've actually flagged four of these because I believe they overlap in terms of what the ATRT3 is interested in when it comes to the NomCon. So recommendation 10 refers to representation of the NomCon should be rebalanced immediately and then be reviewed every 5 years. Recommendation 14 says formalized communications between the NomCon and the board, SOs and ACs, and the PTI board in order to understand their needed competencies and experience. So both of those have been flagged because we believe that matches part of the elements you folks might be interested in. Question 3 that we asked for feedback on was to implement and codify a system for providing feedback to the NomCon regarding the contributions and participation of members up for reappointment by the NomCon. Recommendation 24, an empowered body of current and former NomCon members should be formed to ensure greater continuity across NomCon, and in particular to recommend and assist in implementing improvements to the NomCon. 25, which we've also flagged as a particular interest to the ATRT3, improve NomCon selection decisions by assessing the performance and needs of all bodies receiving NomCon appointees. And then the last question, provide clarity on the desire for the definition of independent directors, and upon clarification of that desire and definition, determine the number of specific seats for the independent directors. So we've received community feedback on those six. We would welcome, if any of the members here are interested in providing us feedback on any one of those six, we would welcome that as well. We're spending the next few weeks in particular finalizing the planning for these six recommendations. Next slide, please. So in terms of next steps, we again are on target and on schedule for mid-September in terms of submitting a detailed implementation plan to the OEC. And so we're spending the next 4 or 5 or 6 weeks finalizing the templates for each of these 27 recommendations, gaining consensus within the working group on our implementation plan, and again, expect to be completed by mid-September. So if we go to the next slide, we've taken a look at what we believe your objective was for this meeting, and tried to, we basically had 3 points that I believe that we were asked about. One was the recommendations pertaining to the selection of board members. And so as I mentioned to you earlier, we already asked the community about two of these for some feedback, but these are all the recommendations specific to selection of board members that you may be interested in. So 14 I've already talked about, 15 has to do with publishing detailed job descriptions for the board, SOAC and PTI board positions. And again, last year's NomCon started doing this for the first time. And so we want to make sure that process is institutionalized. And the job description typically builds on the advice provided by the board and the other groups, as well as what the NomCon feels should be added to that advice from the different bodies. 17 refers to maintaining the current diversity requirements for NomCon appointees, so maintain the status quo. 20 has to do with the evaluation process and suggesting that the consultant should undertake a preliminary screen of all board candidates and provide blinded assessments to the NomCon to assist the NomCon with reducing the pool of candidates to the deep dive shortlist. 25, inform assessments of the NomCon by assessing the performance of the board. And 27, I've already spoke to in terms of the desire for independent directors. So I'll stop there for a second. So I believe that was one question you folks had. Are there any comments or questions about this list?
Sebastian, and then we've got a question to clarify recommendation 25 a little bit more. Sebastian, over.
Thank you, Cheryl. I have a question. How you include the recommendation of Workstream 2 on some of those issues? Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. So the short answer is we have not assessed Workstream 2 for any of these recommendations yet. We have one recommendation, which is probably buried in the appendix here, that has to do with basically changing the reporting organization for NOMCOM staff. As you know, it currently reports into the legal department, and the suggestion from the independent examiner was that it should report into the CEO's office. And that is the one recommendation that we believe perhaps should be dependent on Workstream 2. But we haven't identified any other recommendations that might be subject to that.
If I may.
Follow up, Sebastian. Please, go ahead.
Sebastian speaking. I think you may be interested to go to look at what was done in the subgroup or work group on diversity. Now I take my own hat on that, maintaining current diversity. Sorry, but I hope that you will not maintain the current diversity. You will maintain the current what it's asked, but when you have the maximum possible people from one single country, I think the letter is followed, but the aim is not. Therefore, it's why I am a little bit puzzled with maintain the current diversity. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Before we get to Lars, could you just clarify for me if you're talking about geographic diversity or some other type of diversity?
Yes, thank you, Sebastian Vachon speaking. Yes, clearly when I was talking about five people from one country, it's the maximum for a region, it's five. For the first time in the history of ICANN, we have five people from the same country. Representing the same region, of course. And that's not where I think the diversity must be. It's why I am talking more about not the letter, because of course it's possible and it's done. Nothing illegal, but situation, the taking into account the diversity must be broader than just the letter. Thank you.
Do you want me to just make very clear to the ATRT, Cheryl, for the record, that, of course, this is an implementation review working group. In other words, the recommendations are already set and are already accepted by the board. This working group's job is to now do the detailed implementation plan, prioritisation and costings associated with how to implement it. So we don't get to relitigate or even modify the recommendations. We're up to the part where we are looking at how they can be enacted. But I'm quite confident that your concerns have been heard, Sebastian. Lars, to you.
Hey, Cheryl. Lars Hoffman from ICANN Staff, for the record. I just want to build on what Cheryl just said in response to Sebastian. The recommendations are what they are, Cheryl said. They cannot be, as she pointed out, relitigated is the term the group kind of uses at the moment. Sebastian, the link with Workstream 2, so this is one of the many wonders of ICANN, right, that you have a variety of reviews and also obviously the Workstream 2, which ushers in improvements and then how to reconcile the implementation in areas where they overlap. So I can only speak from a staff perspective. What we are expecting to happen is that we at the moment can only deal for the NOMCOM review, deal with these recommendations as they have been issued in isolation, if you want, and propose a plan for this. Some of these recommendations may, in fact, already been superfluous because of changes the NOMCOM has made. Nevertheless, we have to present an implementation plan, and then we can go back to the board and say, well, these three recommendations have been implemented. Similarly, when it comes to implementation that may overlap with workstream two, the group will then, from a staff side, we will coordinate internally to make sure that there is no overlap, and where there is overlap, that the two implementation groups, the two implementation community groups, can communicate and can be sure that then implementation is done either only once or dovetailed one recommendation with the other one, so that we achieve this. At the moment, I think your point is well taken, and the group will be aware of the workstream to work that has been going on. But the recommendations, as Cheryl said, are at the moment what they are, and the plan is being put out for those only. I hope that helps. Thank you so much.
Thanks for that, Lars. Is there any other questions before I ask Tom to perhaps expand a little bit more on recommendation 25? Lars, is that a follow-up with your hand or?
Sorry, obviously an old hand, and I'm sorry. We've got an icon bingo here.
Not a problem. Okay. Tom, back to you for a little bit more depth and colour on recommendation 25.
Sure. Thanks, Cheryl. So recommendation 25, so as you're familiar with the NOMCOM, what typically happens each year is that the NOMCOM leadership will request advice from the various bodies that it's appointing to, in particular the board, and solicit advice in terms of what skill sets or competencies are currently missing from the board. So trying to get some insight from the board in terms of what they feel they would like to see in terms of NOMCOM candidates for the board. 25 is trying to come at that from more neutral direction, saying, well, the board may be suggesting one thing, but perhaps they're, we'd like to get a more neutral assessment of how well the board is performing, and even look ahead towards succession planning, i.e., we know that some board members are term limited in a year or 2 years, and what skill set would that leaving board member take with them and create a hole on the board. So it's trying to assess the overall performance of the board, not just NOMCOM directors, but also the directors appointed by the various contracted parties, etc., and trying to anticipate some additional skills or competencies that the board advice might not be revealing. So that would help us help the NOMCOM certainly in their selection process.
Thanks for that, Tom. Cheryl, for the record. The matching of skill sets and, of course, the requirement for different skill sets changes over time as well. And that is another thing that recommendation 25 will also catch up on. We hope recommendation 25, when fully implemented, will catch up on. To respond in part, and then I'll pass it back to Tom, and or Lars, regarding what is meant by the term independent director. Well, as a person who I know has served very admirably on the ICANN board, I know you've had the benefit of the in-service training that made very clear to you, Wolfgang, that having been appointed to the ICANN board under Californian law, you are then acting in independence from the appointing body, and that therefore there is a strong argument made that every board member is in fact an independent director, in inverted commas. But of course, nominating committees often see their role as the one of the key features of their role in appointment of independent directors, in as much as It is not being a direct appointment for from an AC or an SO. And so to that end, we sometimes have the term independent director used by a nominating committee. But there is a third option, of course, and that has also been used by some nominating committees in the past, but this is where the waters get a little bit muddy, and I'm sorry about the galah chorus happening behind me. And that is where an independent director in the traditional term in representational board modelling, noting we do not have a truly representational board in ICANN because of the mix between those elected and selected and the nominating committee roles. And that is a director which has no clear and traditional linkage to an appointing body. That appointing body would normally be seen as something that would conduct some form of selection or electoral process. So Wolfgang, I'm not sure if I've helped or hindered you there, but that's the terminology and the usages thereof. I see, Wolfgang, your hand, so perhaps if you would like to have a follow-up on my mumblings, and then Lars is probably going to respond. Over to you, Wolfgang.
Okay, yes, thank you, Cheryl. You have said it already, you know, because the board is not a representation, or the board members nominated by the SOs or ACs are not representative of this organization. All board members are independent, as you have explained, and that's very correct. On the what I was a little bit confused was to designate three specific seats for independent directors. What is a specific seat? Are there three new directors which are, you know, or is it just within the, because the NOMCOM does not always select three directors. It's 3-3-2 because in total it's 8. So probably you can explain what the three specific seats for independent directors means in concrete terms. Thank you. Back to you.
Well, Lars is probably going to clarify what it's meant in Recommendation 27. If not, I'll pick it up. Go.
Thanks, Cheryl. Well, I will try anyway. This comes obviously this recommendation was issued by the independent examiner, not by this group. And what they refer to, and I'm going to copy and paste some text also into the chat in a moment. Essentially, in the directors who have no prior associations with SO and AC, and so rather than being independent, what they mean by that, rather than being independent from their appointing body while serving on the board, the meaning that they associate here for this, and I think that's why they also used inverted commas. Is candidates or board members who have not had prior involvement with ICANN and are therefore independent from the ICANN ecosystem. And so another point also, I think, which is important to make here is that obviously the recommendations say that there should be such independent directors, but rather provide clarity whether there's a desire to have them. And then how to go about it, in other words. So the implementation planning group, or the implementation group, I'm sorry, will in fact investigate exactly how independent directors should be defined, and then whether there's actually a desire to have those seats reserved. I would have assumed, Wolfgang, to your question of allocation, that out of all the NOMCOM seats that are currently being appointed, three of them would be dedicated. If this were to be implemented, I'm not saying it will be, but if it were to be implemented, then three of these seats would have to be filled by candidates who have no prior involvement with ICANN, again, however that is defined. And I'll text, I'll copy and paste the text from the final report in the chat as well. I hope that's helpful. Thank you.
I believe it is. Wolfgang, is that a follow-up question with your hand up?
Yeah. No. I have to close this here.
I can do that. Okay, now it's gone. And yeah, you know, we had this always in the past, the discussion from insiders and outsiders. So with, I think independent is confusing. I would not recommend to use independent director, because all directors has to be independent and has to serve for the community as a whole. Martin has just repeated this in the chat. And so that means the introduction of new language of independent directors is confusing.
Thank you. Well, thank you. You may be muted, Sebastian.
No, I didn't hear you. I was not muted. Thank you. Sorry, Cheryl. I was waiting for you to tell me to talk. I have a question. Do the reviewer have figured out if those three independent or outsider was or was not on the board? And when it was not the case, what's happened? Because it's good to give a proposal for the future, but how it was at a previous situation, if they have done that. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I think, Sebastian, it's Cheryl Langenhall for the record. Why I said I think is, I think you're asking about the mechanism by which the independent examiner came to this recommendation. All I can say is the recommendations are what they are. How they came to it is of academic interest, and I'm sure would be detailed in their report. But because we simply are looking at this recommendation where we are looking to provide clarity on the desire for independent directors. And we've seen from our conversation here and other conversations that the nomenclature, the language being used when we're defining these things is very, very important. Sebastian, you have a follow-up. And can I just remind us that we had 20 to 30 minutes for this section, and we're now 33 minutes into our call.
I'm sorry for that. But I was asking not theoretically, because I think... it's an important part of the job that we will have to fulfill about the composition of the board and so on. And then I was asking that if there are some data that they have used for that. If not, I can extend, but it's not the right time for that. That I have the impression, but it's just an impression, I didn't make measures, that there were already real, what they call independent directors, that outsiders. And maybe three was the case since long time. But I will check. Thank you.
Okay. We do have the concept of insiders and outsiders, Sebastian. Wolfgang, who speaks not only from his board experience, but his nominating committee experience as well, is well aware of that. And we are also very well aware of that. And thank you, Martin. There's some very good examples of, I will hasten to add, nominating committee appointed, very demonstrable outsiders who would indeed qualify under most definitions of, in inverted commas, independent directors or new outsider ICANN directors. So with that, can I encourage us to move on? Sebastian, do you really need to have a follow-up?
All right. So first of all, thank you for feedback. I think you make a good point that we'll make it clear or clarify what we believe the IE was trying to suggest here, so it's not confused with other definitions for independent directors. So let's go to the next slide. I think you had the second of the third question was recommendations pertaining to community and stakeholder representation of the NOMCOM. So these are not changing that representation necessarily, but we are moving, or the recommendation number seven suggests moving to 2-year terms instead of 1-year terms with a term limit of 2 terms. So that means 4 years. And number 9 is a small change saying that all NOMCOM members should be fully participating and voting members. As you recall, there are some advisory positions, SSAC, RSSAC, et cetera. And every year, the NOMCOM used to decide if they're going to be voting or non-voting. And this recommendation suggests we just make them de facto voting. And then the third question, if we go to the next slide. Any questions about this, by the way, before I move on? Yeah, I think the heavy typing is back. All right, so the last question I believe you're interested in was the selection of SOAC representatives on the NOMCOM. So we have three that I think pertain to that request. Recommendation one is formalizing job descriptions for the NOMCOM members themselves. 8, maintaining the current size of the NOMCOM. And 10, rebalancing the NOMCOM as it's called for in the bylaws every 5 years. And that last one is an interesting one. We have received some community feedback on how we go about implementing the recommendation 10. So I'll stop here because I know we're running out of time. Any comments on these recommendations, or are there other feedback you're looking for that we can help out in terms of your effort? So I see Sebastian's asking about rebalancing. So as part of our effort, we certainly need to determine what rebalancing means, but it means that, I'll roughly phrase it, because again, it's not up to me, but for the group to decide. But it basically means that the NOMCOM is comprised of constituencies, with some exceptions. The BC has 2, plus the way the ALAC is set up geographically. But the question is, should it be rebalanced so that it's more representative of the ICANN community than what it was initially formed? Any comments or questions? Dana? Go ahead, Vanda.
Sorry, Vanda, for the record, just to make it clear, this rebalance, for instance, we talked in the last meeting, was about, for instance, NIPOC is not represented in the NOMCOM, and they have been complained for many years. So one suggestion could be they can make some rotation with the other groups or non-commercial groups. So it's something like that when we intend to keep the current size of NOMCOM, but the general idea is to, if there is some competition among some groups or more constituents are created or so what, so a kind of rotation could be applied to make sure we have all voices talking, selecting people for the leadership position. Thank you.
Thanks, Vanda.
Thanks, Vanda. Sure. Tom, is there any more slides you definitely want to take us through today?
No, I think we're done. Because I just want to make sure we've addressed the questions that your group had regarding the NOMCOM review.
Thank you very much. Let me ask my group then. Are there any additional questions that we would like to look at in today's call? Noting we can follow up on email, etc. Andrew, did you want to say something else with your hand up, or is that an old hand? I'm going to assume it's an old hand. Okay. All right. Well, with that, thank you very much for spending so much time with us today, Lars and Tom. As you can tell, it is something that we do have an interest in. We may wish to have some follow-up with you, for example, with us, I should say, some of the questions about what is meant by board performance. Is this a board as a whole, board individually, subsections of the board, et cetera, et cetera. That's something that we may wish to pursue. But with that, we can release you, although our meetings are open and you are welcome to stay. But should you wish to do anything else, you're also welcome to go. And with that, we will obviously also have our own records and this for each meeting, and this slide deck will be now constituting part of those records. So thank you very much for the time you've taken with us today, Tom and Lars in particular. The rest of us who serve on the Nominating Committee Review Implementation Working Group have to be here anyway, so I won't thank ourselves. So thanks very much, and with that, we will take any other questions on notice. Thanks very much. If people have time to submit feedback on 6 of the 27 recommendations, then I'm not working them hard enough. So don't worry about that. We'll fix that. all right then. Let's get back to our normally advertised agenda item, which would be looking at any action items from previous calls and other activities. Who's going to take this? Is this a Jennifer, or who have we got?
Thanks, Cheryl. This is Jennifer speaking. So yes, this is our new agenda item that we added last week. So happily, on our Monday leadership call, we didn't have any new action items to add to our list, so nothing to report there. An old action item, or I should say a previous action item, is to have some community members from the EPDP discussions. So Yanis Kirkland and Rafiq Damak, who I think Yanis, I believe he is the chair of the new of the phase two, and Rafiq is vice chair or co-chair. They will be joining us on the 31st. So this time next week, they will be joining us on the plenary call. So please think, if you've got any questions that you would like to share with them, please do so. And Michael, I note that yourself and Erica had shared a question, so that's great. But from me, I don't have any other action items to report. I'm not sure if Bernie does or anyone else. Thanks.
Thanks, Jennifer. Cheryl, for the record, just coming off mute. And I hope everyone appreciates the fact that we've got this additional item in now. The leadership team felt it was important that we don't lose any items off our to-do list. So we'll be running this action items review, new and closed, in future. We're going to be talking in a moment about the logistics of the survey. The survey, of course, was also part of the activity from last week's call, and I've also seen activity from some of the work parties on the survey questions that they wish to contribute. There is the agenda has a link to the accumulated survey question Google Doc. I'm going to remind you all that the deadline to have any and all of your proposed survey questions is the end of this week. That is Friday, UTC 2359 UTC on Friday. And we also would note that some of the questions may not make it into a final survey either, if they're duplicative or simply deemed to be too complex for the purposes of the exercise. We'll find some other way of interacting, perhaps webinar or other mechanism. Remembering, of course, we want to actually get people to respond to the survey. One of the logistical issues that I think we also need to mention, other than the closing date for any input onto it, is that, and I'm happy to ask Bernie to speak to this if I muck it up too much, there seems to be an indication from a number of the work parties that it would be a good idea for us to have surveys that are tailored specifically to the various component parts of the ICANN community we want to interact with. And so at this stage, our thinking is that there would be questions specifically going to the board as a mini survey, going to the GAC as a mini survey, going to the ACSOs as a mini survey, and perhaps some generic out there in the wild for the public and any or all of those component parts of ICANN to respond to separately. Bernie, did my gibberish make sense to you? I got a big green tick, which is wonderful. I mustn't have mucked it up too much. But we believe that that is what you're telling us. And so that's what we will make happen. That's in the make it so pile. Martin, over to you.
Thank you. I couldn't see my hand up or down, but just a remark that we talked about this in the GEC working group where you were part two. I think if we send out the mini-surveys to specific groups, let's make sure we collect the mini-surveys from all our working groups into one survey to that group rather than send out multiple surveys.
Okay, Cheryl, for the record, Martin, the sending out of surveys will be managed centrally. They won't be coming from the work parties at all. The work party's job is to throw the desired questions over the fence, and then we will become extraordinarily selfish and possessive as a plenary about the look, the feel, the style, and the management of both the outgoing and incoming data, as including data analysis. So fear not. One of the reasons we're talking about this is to make sure you all feel appraised and included, and to realise that this is now going to become a quite tightly managed process, because we want to get this survey out by the second week or second to third week in August and have it come back for a month later. And that means there's not a lot of wriggle room. Okay. Bernie, have I missed anything on that? If not, right, big red X mix means I must have got that one right. Yay me. Now we will move to something that you're all much more familiar with, and I can mute and get my granddaughter's breakfast, because she's been waiting for the last 50 minutes now for her breakfast to be made before she goes off to school. Grandmother's jobs, it's one of the fun things I get to do a couple of days a week. So while I'm making muffins and spreading strawberry jam, I will be listening to the work party input. And if I could ask perhaps you, Jennifer, to manage the queue if I miss anything while the kettle is boiling and the muffins are toasting. We'll start in the usual way with board, go through to GAC, do reviews, community, IRP. Bernie, if you could bring up the suggested text we've looked at in IRP world, and also perhaps take on Workstream 2. And if needs be, if I'm still buttering muffins, lead us through ATRT 2 and where we're up to. We'd note there with ATRT 2, of course, it is our topic B, and we should probably pick that up as we move in from item 4 to item 5 in the agenda. So with that, we've got both Sebastian and Osvaldo on today's call. So whomever wishes to step up, please do so. And I'll go on mute while I toast muffins.
Hey, this is Osvaldo. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Right now we are reviewing the documentation we have access to. There are some of the requested information that we still haven't received, so several of them. And the other, we have received the links to the documents in ICANN.org, and now it's a process of analyzing them and reaching our conclusions. Thank you.
Okay, shall we go to the next work party then, GAC?
Excuse me, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Sebastian has something else to comment because I wasn't, no, he wasn't on last week, so I don't know. Okay, thank you, sorry.
Okay, I don't see Sebastian's hand raised or hear him speaking. So, Vanda?
Yeah, Leo is not there. Vanda, for the record, Leo is not there. I'd like to share a little bit with the others, but our group had a very good call with Martin, Leo, and Bernard. And we really guess we finalize our points related to the surveys with the general idea that some point for instance for board, our questions to board or community should be get together, as Martin said, together with the others' questions, and our, I believe it's basically finished our work, and certainly Bernie will take a look on the words to make sure it is clear than for all, especially the GAC questions, to make sure any other language can easily understand what we are asking. The second point that we are doing and should finalize till the 2nd of August is our position paper for each one, for the assigned points that Bern had sent to us. And I'm finalized mine. I believe all the others are finalized. And we will lack the feedback from Jax, because Jax is in vacation, but he'll be quite in the end of that week, next week, he'll be back. So it's from our side, that was our work from the last week. Thank you very much. And maybe Martin, if you can share something from your point of view, please, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Hi, Vanda. No, I think you gave an excellent report. We're getting there, and there's clear interest. One of the points we had, maybe still, is that we had a discussion about whether to send the survey to individual GAC members or to GAC leadership with the request to share it. And one point that came up is, how do we know that people responding are GAC people? And I think this is a good point of attention. I think we'll do some good practice to get this as right as possible, but it's an important subject to consider.
May I? Hello?
Please.
Yeah. Just continue what Martin is saying. He's saying Liu was supposed to ask Manau or the vice chair to make sure that what is the best way to address that. So we need, that's why I asked if Liu was there, because he maybe had that feedback from the GAC leadership. But certainly we'll have this during this week. Thank you. The next week. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Does anyone have any more questions or comments on GAC? Otherwise, Daniel, do you want to give the reviews update, given that Casey's not on? Thanks.
Daniel, for the record, hope I can be heard loud and clear. Just a brief update is that we're still going through the documents, and probably after we have gone through the respective documents, then we shall be able to get back to the group with our respective findings. Yeah. That's briefly what we have. But so far, we're also working on the review questions. And since I'm part of the review work party, I'm also updating the respective survey questions of the link that has been shared. Thank you. Back to you, Jennifer.
Banda, your hand is raised. Okay, old hand, it looks like. Anybody, any questions? Go ahead.
I just said sorry.
Okay. All right. Anybody else, any questions or comments on the reviews? All right. So will Erica or Michael, I assume Michael, you will give the update today.
Sure, although we don't have too much to report. We are still kind of processing the feedback from, we were comparing notes from the last meeting that we had. I just emailed Brenda and Jennifer today to try to schedule another meeting for next Tuesday, basically trying to make as best use as we can of the time that Erica has left with us. So she and I are going to meet back again on the Monday and try and go through the notes to revise and refine the scope of the approach that we had last time. Send something around again, and then have a meeting on Tuesday to try to move the ball a little further down the field. And in the meantime, we've put our questions into the survey. Thanks.
Thanks, this is Jennifer. And just confirming, we received the request, and I believe we'll get the invite out today, if not tomorrow, first thing. Does anyone else have anything additional to add before we move on to IRP? And I believe there's some text that will be pulled up on the screen. And Bernie, over to you for this one. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Let's get the document. All right, so you will remember that one of our bylaws requirements is assessing and improving the independent review review process, the IRP. And given that the IRP IOT, or implementation oversight team, is still working on a review of the IRP, there was not much point in undertaking that work, and that I would draft text that we could include in the final report. I have done so. You've got it up on the screen. Cheryl and Pat have looked at this, thought it was okay. It will be distributed. It basically just gives a bit of the history of the IOT starting its work as a result of the Workstream 1 recommendations. It started in parallel with Workstream 2, and it was mandated to complete recommendations to update the supplementary rules of procedure, which is basically what guides the IRP, develop rules for cooperative engagement process. For a period, it was thought this would be a separate group, but it ended up getting folded back into the IOT. Address standards and rules governing appeals, and consider panelist term limits and additional independence considerations. The IOT delivered an updated draft interim supplementary rules to ICANN on 25 September, and this was approved in Barcelona. However, there is still work to do, and given the length of time, we've had quite a bit of drop-off in attendance in the IOT. And so Leon Sanchez, chair of the ICANN Board Accountability Mechanisms Committee, as written to the leadership of the SOs and the ACs on 26 June, asking for additional volunteers by the end of July. And currently, there have been a number of submissions, and everyone is looking forward to starting up sometime in late August. Therefore, we conclude that, and I guess the important part is the final lines of this text. In this context, the ATRT3 concluded that it should not review the IRP as required in the ICANN bylaws, given the IRP has recently undergone significant changes. The 25th September amendments were approved, and further changes will be forthcoming once new members have been added to the IRP. So as I said, we'll send this out by email so you can hack away at it in detail. But in the meantime, if you have questions, I'll be glad to take them. All right, not seeing any. Back to you, Jennifer.
Thank you. And I think it will be back to you again for what are we next, Workstream 2?
I was going to say, this is table tennis. We've now got the Jennifer and Bernie table tennis team running.
Oh, come on. It's my turn. Pong. Workstream 2. Yes, there is supposed to be a meeting of the Workstream 2 implementation team on the 6th of August. We are hoping that that will take place. There are, I've heard through the grapevine, some delays. We're trying to work through those this week and early next week. And we will probably have some more news once we actually have that meeting. ATRT2 we'll be dealing with in the next topic. And I guess we'll call this item 4 to a close, given the next topic is ATRT2 evaluations. Back to you, Cheryl. Are you back on?
I'm back. I listened the whole time. I didn't miss any of the words. I just wasn't at the screen to type at you and unmute my microphone. Thanks for doing that. And I just wanted to compliment the work parties that have held the calls, etc., and are continuing their work and in getting the questions into the grab bag of survey questions at this stage. It is greatly appreciated. So now we are up to the other substantive piece of agenda item for today, and that is looking at the ATRT2 implementation assessment tool. We're going to open this Google Sheet up and, if needs be, live edit. Now, I would suggest that we let Bernie and or Jennifer do the live editing and the rest of us keep our sticky fingers off the keyboard. But you are welcome to open the edit using the link in the chat, or of course, follow the bouncing ball along with the sing-along version. You will find that far too few of us have popped our homework assignments into this, but hopefully we can extract what you will, of course, have been meaning to put into these cells as we go through. Bernie, do you want to play schoolmaster on this? I'm happy to let you do so.
Sure, I'll be happy to do that. Let me pull out my full version so I actually can look at it more effectively. All right. So I know I've had conversations with a number of people. They are working on this. I'm very glad to hear that. I'm even happier that some have managed to put in their results. Gold stars for Erica, Michael, Daniel, and Cheryl. Who've done a really good job at putting those in. And what I can say is if you need inspiration as to what is required please have a look at the spreadsheet and what's been filled in. I'll remind everyone, there are two things that are being assessed. That's a comment I got from several people I spoke to. There is the assessment of the implementation, meaning what was asked for. Of course, ICANN says everything was implemented. What's our evaluation of how what was requested versus what was implemented? What is the assessment of the implementation? And then column F is an assessment of the effectiveness. Now, obviously, in certain cases, it would be difficult or impossible to do effectiveness if something was either not implemented, as in item 6, we can see there, or if something was only very recently implemented, then there's not enough data or information available so we can make a comment on it. So definitely we're looking, as you will see if you take a few minutes to go through this spreadsheet, you will see what people have done with the ones they have filled out. I think most of the work that has been done meets our criteria. And the only minor thing is Erica has to complete her assessment of effectiveness, and she has assured me that she will be doing that. So in the meantime, I think I will be happy to take questions before we start walking our way through this.
Is there any question, Cheryl, for the record, is there any questions from anybody? Is what's being asked of you clear and unambiguous? Remembering, of course, that in fact the deadline has actually already come up for when this should have been completed. But there we are. We are all human, and we are all more than human. We're volunteer humans, or humans who volunteer, depending on how you want to view that. The walkthrough may help shake a few comments loose, and in fact, you may find that you'll be able to put almost everything that's needed in during the rest of today's call for some of you. Some of you may indeed mean to delve in much more deeply. Certainly I use just about every tool I could possibly think of in terms of search mechanisms to try and find any evidence of one of the things I was tasked with looking at, and I'll be damned if I can find evidence of it. So feel free to dig as deeply as you want, but if you're having problems or challenges, today is also the time to bring that up, because Bernie and I and Pat stand along with the rest of the staff to assist any of you in trying to dig things out. Sebastian, over to you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I have a question. It's that some of the issue from the TRT2 was also topic of work stream 1 and 2. For example, the Office of the Ombuds. But it's just one example how we can deal with that, because from my point of view, nothing happened with the Ombuds at all, except that we have done a review within the Workstream 2, but the implementation of the finding of the Workstream 2, who was also, in fact, the finding of the review as by TRT2 are not, nothing happens. And I am a little bit puzzled when I can say that it's implemented. And more generally, how we deal with what was sent or what was done with Workstream 2 within relation with what is done or asked in TRT2. Thank you.
Thank you for that question, Sebastian. It's a perfect example for us to help everybody with. Cheryl Langdon for the Langdon Org, fact, I'd forgotten half my name, for the record. I had one of the an almost identical circumstance with one of the 9.2. So perhaps we could scroll down to 9.2 and see how I dealt with that. And that was that I used this tool to show exactly what you said. That the ICANN org's opinion of implementing it was saying, oh, it's being done in Workstream 2. And the fact that Workstream 2 has not managed to have any of its recommendations implemented at this stage means that it's not implemented at all. And so pretty much your assessment, which is absolutely accurate, as you know, I had a little bit to do with the Ombuds work as well, is what we reflect here. So in the details for implementation on 9.2, as you can see, I said that this was subsumed into the cross-community working groups 1 and 2, gave a very brief, you know, what happened when, said that this really is a matter of passing it on, not actually implementing anything. And that, of course, with Workstream 2 not being implemented yet, we can hardly say that it is at all implemented. It could be stated as withdrawn or superseded or whatever. And even with the recommendations existing in coming out of the cross-community working group, we can't possibly say that it's any more than 60% complete because none of it has been implemented. And I also made the point that there's no evaluation of effectiveness possible to be done, again, because it has not been implemented. So there's an example of exactly what you were highlighting, and I don't think it's going to be particularly unique. I think that's the type of treatment we will see for a number of recommendations. Thanks for scrolling down to that, Bernie, and thank you very much for that question, because I'm sure it's one that would be common to a number of people. Bernie, did you want to take us through the high points and holidays then now, or what?
I'm not sure if that would be very useful. I think everyone understands their questions that they have, and I think this is more an exercise in responding to questions like Sebastian's about, you know, what do we do with this? But I think what's more important is it gives a flavor of going through these, what we're talking about in trying to have a light touch with these. Basically, you see the evaluation fits into the box and basically is done. And I think we've got another interesting one is from Michael. Let me try and find it, as it might be useful to go through it. 7.2. So could we go to 7.2, please? All right. So we have the board should establish a process under public comment process where those who commented or replied during public comment process or comment periods request. So if you read this, you see, if you read the implementation report, you see this was likely implemented. And let me get to that line myself. Da-da. And if we move over to the right a bit so we can see Michael's comment. It seems through the relevant process was indeed created, though it would be interested in digging a bit more. Thank you. We can actually read it. How the implementation actually worked. And you will remember last week we made the request that we get more information from those staff who manage the public consultation process, because at the end of that implementation report, it says that they were there was a group that was meeting and considering improvements, yet we cannot find any reference to that. And we've got an outstanding question for that. Is that still outstanding, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So basically, Michael has done a good job of asking a bunch of questions which would help entertain and define what is could be put in as an effective measure on these things. And so hopefully, again, that's a good example of things that we can do in replying. So as you see, obviously, there is work to be done. You have to go through the implementation reports. You have to, as Cheryl has said, you have to do some extra digging to see if it was actually implemented and if there is any kind of references so that you can make a judgment call on the effectiveness of the recommendation. But really, at the end of the day, you're not writing pages and pages. I would ask that we maybe, as another example, head to recommendation 5, which is another version of possibly disagreement as to how something was implemented. Whoever's driving the screen, recommendation 5, please. All right. So on this one, this was another one that Michael did his homework on. The board should review the redaction standards for board documents, document information disclosure policy, DIDP, and any other ICANN documents to create a single published redaction policy. Institute a process to regularly evaluate redacted material to determine if redactions are still required, and if not, ensure that redactions are removed. So we have the ICANN evaluation that it was implemented. Michael, after going through his stuff, sorry,
have
I dropped off.
Have we lost Bernie's
there.
Audio?
No, Bernie's back. I sometimes drop off. So Michael did the homework and came to the conclusion that there's a lot of talk about various things that were done, but relative to the actual request from ATRT2, that was not implemented. And if we go to the comments section at the end of that line, we can see that Michael provided his information. And that, of course, effectiveness is not applicable because it wasn't implemented. So he's given his thinking there in a concise fashion that discusses why he came to that conclusion. So again, another example, I think, that shows that there are definitely areas where we can have differences of opinion. And another point I wanted to make is that I was asked, well, do I have to spend a lot of time making this really clean and really nice text, because sometimes it's even more of a challenge to make things very concise. And the answer is no. So what's important is that we get a clear sense of what your evaluations are and why you made them, as the examples that we showed. And then I'll be taking all of this when it's completed, and I'll be normalizing the style and cleaning it up and producing a report, because we won't simply be dumping the spreadsheet into our evaluation, although it may end up being an annex, but I'll be cleaning up everything. So don't worry about trying to finesse this to the last comma and word. That'll be taken care of for you. What we really need is for you to do the homework part of the heavy lifting of just getting your evaluations in. So with that, ma'am, back to you.
Thanks very much for that, Bernie. And hopefully that makes everyone feel a whole lot better about what you need to do. Now, let's say, Bernie, have you thought about a deadline now, a new deadline for the when this spreadsheet needs to have itself populated? Remember also that, as I said earlier, Pat, Bernie, myself and the rest of the staff are more than happy to assist with helping anyone dig or whatever into these things. But we need to know about it. If you need help, you need to tell us. So with that, Bernie, do you want to give another deadline for, I'm assuming, sometime this week or certainly before the next call?
Well, let's be realistic about it. I would say 2359 UTC by Friday next week would be my absolute deadline. Of course, if you get it in earlier, that'll be great. But I think we've been looking at these for a while. We've now had a couple of chats on it. There are now examples of what's going on. So I think it would be fair to say it's a little bit more than a week, putting it to Friday. Let's get the official date here. That would make it Friday, the 2nd of August, 2359 UTC. Would that be
you
okay, ma'am?
You are extraordinarily generous. It's more than okay. And I think you're very, very generous and everyone should appreciate that it wasn't me setting that deadline. But it has to fit in with your work plan as well. So thanks for that, Bernie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you should all have a collective sigh of relief on that one, I would assume. Let's go back to our agenda very briefly, which if memory serves you, I think we're up to the calls for any other business. Is there anyone who has any other business they wish to raise in today's call? Go ahead, Sebastian.
Yes, thank you very much, Cheryl. Just very, very short, I think we need to try to find what is the link between ATRT2, Workstream 1, Workstream 2, but also the other review. And if it can be done through design, it will be, I guess, easier to follow and to understand. There is no absolute urgency, but I have the feeling that it will help us to find the path where the idea are going. And for example, the discussion we have with NONCOM could be included in that to see what are the items we are taking care by the reviewer of NONCOM, and maybe we don't need to handle them, or we need to handle them and not them, I don't know. But there are things going on actually who are done in two or more places, and this type of design could help us to find the best way to do it. If it was not clear, I can discuss that with you in more in particular, but that was my idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl Langdon, off the record. No, I think we understand what it is you're suggesting, and in fact, it goes to something Pat and I have also started jottings with Bernie about, and that is the desire for rationalisations, for information and advice, if not full recommendations, coming out of our review team on the rationalisation exercises that are also being attempted now between specific reviews, timetabling, and indeed organisational reviews, remembering, of course, that the NOMCOM review is one of the organisational reviews. And of course, it is only through an ATRT that one can make changes to these bylaw mandated review processes. So a good piece of our work that we will be getting to as we go through our work plan will be, I suspect, exactly what you're asking for, Sebastian, because there must be a mechanism whereby a more rational approach to how what can be a feast of famine, but certainly duplicative and often superseding sets of recommendations can be managed effectively. And of course, I know that if I can channel Martin for a minute, with his expertise and interests in the corporate world, and from a governance perspective, he would be keen to see things that were talking about effective continuous improvements. Continuous improvement programs are many to choose from, and there may be aspects from some of them which may suit ICANN org as an entity. We do recognise, of course, that it is not an off-the-shelf organisation. It is difficult to find benchmarking entities and clear comparisons, but it is not impossible. And while I'm on that, one of the things that dawned on me, or should I say bubbled to the top of my my murky memory banks, was in the homeworkers that we were just doing for the ATRT2 implementation assessments, was the fact that we often forget about previous work and foundational work that's been done. And so I needed to look at benchmarking opportunities as one of the subtopics I looked at. And of course, it dawned on me that not even everybody within ATRT3 might be fully versed and familiar with the work that was commissioned out of ATRT1, which built on previous to even affirmation of commitments. It was back in the joint project agreement days that the One World Trust did. Two very, very good documents. Sorry, I accidentally muted myself, and would be well recommended as background reading. And we may indeed reference those, Bernie, at some point. I'm not suggesting they become annexes, but there are indeed some very valuable pieces of information that are still out there in the wild and that we should not forget. And that includes on the topic you just raised. So thank you for that, Sebastian. Good piece of ARB. If there is not any other AOB, I will ask in the last couple of minutes of today's call for Jennifer to let us know, did we decide anything and make any actions? Jennifer, back to you.
Great, thanks. This is Jennifer. So a couple of actions. First for myself, to send the IRP text around that Bernie kindly put together to the team for any input, and then the team to input proposed survey questions into the Google Doc by the end of this week. Everyone has the Google link. And then 2359 UTC on Friday, the 2nd of August, is the new deadline for the ATRT2 implementation assessment inputs into the Google Sheets. Let me know if I missed any action items or decisions. That's all I captured from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Jennifer. Can I add one? Because rather than have everyone, I mean, I happen to have them on my desktop because I've used them in ATRT1 and ATRT2. But I wonder if we could distribute a copy of the PDFs or link to a copy of the PDFs for both of the One World Trust reports. It just might be a good thing to get in the top of everybody's memory banks. A little bit of light reading when they don't have anything else to do. With that, I would like to note that Pat did have he contacted us before this meeting. He had an urgent work meeting that he felt was going to run over time. And he was going to try and join when he could. Clearly, he could not. So we'll note him as a full apology for today's call. Thanks for that, Jennifer. Like to thank each and every one of you for all of the time you put into today's call and the background work you've been doing. Remind you that we will have guests again next week with the EPDP. And so we will be doing a similar agenda setup. In as much as we will start with our guests and then move on to the business as usual agenda. And with that, as it clicks over to the half hour thank you all and wish you goodbye and the good rest of your day, evening or otherwise. Thanks for that. We can stop the recording and bye for now.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.